Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Here tonight with me on Prophetic Grace Network. This is your host tonight, Angela Joy, and I will be taking calls and praying with those who are calling in tonight, and just thank God I'm here for another victory. Hallelujah. You know, I just sense in my heart just victory. I don't know about you and where you are, you know, and what you're picking up in this season, but I today am sensing victory. I declare victory. I expect victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. Jesus is ours, so we're a part of the victory. We already got our victory when we invited him to be a part of what we want him to be a part of in our life. We want to surrender it all. So because of that, and because we are in and with him, we are victorious because he has made us more than conquerors. That's who we are. That's who you declare that you are. Why? Because you're precious and you have been bought with a price that has made you victorious. It's exciting to know that we don't have to strive. We don't have to fight. We don't have to scratch and scrape for victory. Victory is ours because we are in Jesus. And that's an exciting thing, you know, because we can partake of what he has already done. Hallelujah. We can partake of what Jesus already did. So I'm glad to be here with you tonight. And we are going to be led by what God wants to do tonight. And I just want to welcome everyone, whether you're listening by internet and you're trying to see, well, where am I? What is this? Well, this is Prophetic Grace Network, and our founder is Prophet Randy Chandler, and he has been involved with this ministry for many years now, and we are part of what God is using him to do here, and with this platform being open to us, we want to be faithful to carry out the work of the Lord. So welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Welcome. So if you're listening by internet, you can call in, be a part of what God is doing with Prophetic Grace Network and sharing the victory of being a part of what God is doing in the earth today. You can call at 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027. Well, I'm glad I'm here tonight. Just want to share a few things before I take calls. I've got an early day tomorrow, so we're going to see what God does tonight. Hallelujah. Can't rush the Spirit. We just have to flow with the Spirit. Hallelujah. We are going to just rest in him, you know. We're going to rest in the fact that God has already made us victorious. And because we've been made victorious, we will worship and not worry. You know, that came to me earlier this week. I was listening to something, and I think I was doing one of the Bible plans with the Bible app, and one of the statements that came out, she was ministering on, you know, worship and not worry. And I said, praise God. You know, that's exactly what we need to do. That's exactly how we need to access the victory that's already been won for us
is that we won't worry about things, but we will worship. We will worship because we know that it's already done. We worship the Lord God. We worship Jesus. We worship him because of what he has already done. We don't have to worry about situations and circumstances that we don't have any control over. But we can worship in a state of mind, in a state of being that will show God how much we trust him. Why? How are we showing him that we trust him? It's because we've chosen to worship instead of worry. You know, worry is not a sign of faith. No, it's not. When we are worried and disturbed about circumstances, that's not showing we have the faith that's necessary to access the benefits of what already has been done for us. It's been done. You know, people, well, I don't see anything. Well, it could be because you haven't accessed it through the state of worship to be a part and get what God has for you that's already been paid for. It's already been done. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. When he said, it is finished on the cross, he said, it is finished. We can take him at his word in order to access the benefits of what he's already paid for. Let's become more in tune with the atmosphere of worship. Worshiping him, knowing that we can trust him, that we don't have to worry about the things that the enemy is trying to bring into our atmosphere to shift the atmosphere from worship to worry. We don't need to stay there. We need to transition into worship, because when we are operating in worship, we can really shift the atmosphere. And the things that the enemy is trying to inhabit our atmosphere with will have to go when we worship God for who he is. Not so much for what he's about to do, what he's already done, and just for being God. That's what it's all about. And so when we change our mindset and being focused on things that we cannot handle with our own natural, we've actually put those things up on a pedestal that they would be seated in our lives in a position that they don't belong in. You know, they should be seated down at the bottom where we are walking on them with faith, because the enemy knows that we can trample him because of the word, because of faith. That's where he belongs, under our feet, and the circumstances that he's trying to bring along with him. So I declare and I decree tonight, let us maintain an atmosphere of worship. Let us maintain an atmosphere that worships and glorifies God, and watch the enemy have to shift out of the picture. He'll have to go, because we have put God in the place he belongs, because we're worshiping him. Wow. Well, that just kind of came to me today. And I'm going to read Psalms here, and then a couple other things I want to mention. There's been so much going on in my mind, and I feel like the Lord has been speaking so many things to me this week. Anyway, let me just go there real quick, and then I'm going to come back and mention something else. But I'm going to go to Psalms 51. Hallelujah. I pray everybody is well tonight. I pray that in spite of maybe you're not feeling like it's well, we decree and declare it is well. We will worship our way into the place where the atmosphere will be created to make things right. So Psalms 51, let me go up here. I heard this earlier, and I just, you know, sometimes we don't feel like we are positioned to worship God. You know, I'm not right. Things aren't right. I'm a sinner. I did this. I did that. So what do? We just ask God to wash us, make us whole. Psalms 51:1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness.
according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. You know, this is the psalm in reference to David coming clean when the prophet Nathan addressed him about the issue with Bathsheba. And it says, and to wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, hallelujah, behold, take note of this, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you. I'm just trying to shift down a little bit. So behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Well, you know, we all came that way. You know, we all have been made clean by the blood, but we weren't clean. We all were conceived in iniquity. And when we can come clean and admit, yeah, you know, I've never been quite right, and it wasn't for you, I don't know where I'd be. That's the way I feel about it. You know, I don't know where I would be without God, without his righteous blood making salvation available to me. And so let me shift back up one moment. Doesn't want to cooperate too well, but that's okay. We're going to move on anyway. Let's see. Yeah, that was 51:5. I don't know why this doesn't want to do right, but oh well. We'll just press on. Well, I'm going to go on to 7. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that thy bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities, and create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and upon me thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. You know, that's our place, that's our position, that's our call, is that our light would be the light of God, that men would see him in us, that it's alive and is risen, and that he is lifted up. And he said, when he is lifted up, all men are drawn. When we come and we think and the enemy is accusing us, and we begin to worry, and we begin to fret, you know, we just go to God and we ask, clean us, Lord. Purge us, that we might be clean. Hold us and mold us into what you want us to be, because this is your desire. You know, so I just sense that some have come into this year. Well, last year you didn't see the victories that you expected. You didn't see some things happen the way you thought they would happen. And so here we are, you know, we transition on into what we call a new year. You know, we've gone really basically into another day, but we have determined that it will be declared a new year. And we've gone into this place, and we still haven't seen the victories. The victory belongs to Jesus, and we belong to Jesus, and we can access what he has for us because of covenant relationship, because of worship, because of believing that when we will receive. You know, it makes me think, let me go here too. There's another psalm. Let me see. I had written it down. Let me just see what it was that I was focusing in. We are in covenant relationship. So I was thinking earlier too, I was like, Lord, you know, so many times, you know, we've attached ourselves to those who have prayed for us, and maybe they've gone on. And it was like I heard recently, and I had been thinking of that myself, you know, because I pretty much have been alone for a number of years, and, you know, I don't have a lot. They didn't go anywhere, you know. The covenant saints, those who prayed for you, those prayers are still out there. They didn't get buried. And just because there's no one natural in the natural here, the prayers that were sent forth by the saints that are no longer even here are still penetrating the atmosphere. And then I heard someone mention Psalms 34:17. For the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble. We, the righteous saints, those who have prayed for us, those who have believed for us, if they're no longer here on earth, their prayers are still out there. The Lord still hears. So it's like it was encouraging to me because it's like I can pray and I can believe even after I'm gone. Those that I've prayed for, those that I've believed that God would do a work in their life, God is not going to it's not just going to vanish. Those words, those prayers have penetrated heaven. And so take heart today in faith to know that you are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus by the blood that was shed. You have been made clean by faith and repentance. And you can worship freely in freedom and in liberty and not worry, because God is able and he is willing and he is just. Not only is he able, but he's willing and he's a just God. So take thought in that today. Take thought in the fact that the price has been paid. The worry should transform into worship because we know it's done. And when we know that it's done by faith, maybe we can't see it, we can begin to the benefit of what's already been done by worshiping instead of worrying. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Well, I'm going to play another song, and then I'll share a little bit, but then we'll start taking calls, and we're going to see a victory. Amen.
Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see.
You're going to take what the enemy meant for evil. God's going to do it. And he's going to turn it around for our good. I'm going to see this victory because the battle belongs to the Lord. We're going to take that worry and we're going to throw it out. And we're going to do worship. We're going to worship God because we already know we have the victory. And what the enemy meant for evil, God is. We declare he is working it out for our good. He works it out for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You know, that's the key right there. For those who love God, the covenant saints, those who have even gone before us, they're covenant saints, and their prayers are still in the atmosphere. And he's going to use what the enemy had for evil, and it's going to work out for your good when you stay in a place of worship. If you stay in a place of understanding that God has already given you the victory, it's not about long, drawn-out prayers with eloquent words and the right pronunciation and the correct diction, but it's because of our faith. It's because of our relationship with God that we can expect the victory, that we can know that because of it, because of us having a knowing of who God is and that he's to be worshipped, we can access the benefits of that. Excuse me. That is worth it all. Hallelujah. So if you're here tonight, again, this is Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia, and I am hosting tonight Prophetic Grace Network. Again, we want to thank Prophet Randy Chandler. We want to thank him for being a blessing to the earth. Thank him for his faithfulness to God and for his wife, Julie, supporting him in this. And so understand that even though things may not look the way you want them to look, you press on in worship. You press on in faith to access, because we have the benefits of faith in action to get what we need in the natural. Hallelujah. I'm getting a little thirsty here. And so if you want to text and let me know you're there, maybe you're listening by internet, you're not, quite sure what's going on here, and maybe you want prayer and you don't want to call in, you can text at 214-505-8719. That's 214-505-8719. And, of course, you can dial the number, which is 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027. And I want to share a little bit more, and then I'm going to start taking calls. And say a prayer for me. All of a sudden, it seems like something's gotten in my throat. Drink a little water. And hopefully we'll just move on without any holdup. So, you know, mentioning about, you know, how the enemy tries to come and, you know, delay, obstruct, or hinder. You know, I was looking in Matthew, let's see, chapter 4. We'll just go there. It says, then Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. And let me go back up to the first verse. You know, when Jesus was led into the of the Spirit into the wilderness, and he was tempted of the devil. Now, first of all, we know that, you know, that wilderness was a real place. That was a natural place. But, you know, there's also a spiritual wilderness that we go through. You know, we can be in a place where we feel like we are out somewhere far in a wilderness, that we don't have access to
the things that we would normally have access to because it's barren, it's dry. And, you know, the tempter came because he knew that Jesus was in this place that he would be hungered. And so, you know, he says, okay, you Jesus, you know, you can just command those stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's how we live, saints. You know, the enemy comes to us in our wilderness when he knows that things aren't looking too cool, when things are not in a growth period, when things are barren and dry, he comes. And sometimes he'll say to us, well, if your God be that God that you say he is, why doesn't he manifest the things that you need while you're out here in this place where it looks like there's nothing going on? Ha! That's what he did to Jesus. That's what he does to us. But he answered and he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Are we living according to the word by faith that proceeded out of the mouth of God, declaring some things in his word? Or do we have to see something? And that's where the devil was trying to mess with Jesus. And that's where he messes with us, is when we're in a place that's a wilderness and we don't see anything. He wants us to begin to question God. That's when it's our opportunity to worship God. Not by what we see, but how we know him to be. Because there are times, I'm sure, you've been in other wildernesses. You know, we've come out, we've gone in, we come out, we've gone in. But we go out of the wilderness because we begin to trust and work with the word of God in operation and worship him. Because I'm here to tell you, if you continue to work, to walk in doubt in the wilderness, it will keep you there until you believe God. You're not coming out until you begin to access the blessings and the benefits in the word, that you know that it's the word that's going to deliver you out of your wilderness. And so don't be tempted by the enemy to just deny what God has done and what he is doing and who he is, because the longer you stay in doubt, the longer we're going to, myself included, the longer we're going to stay in the wilderness. We won't come out until we realize that I need God in spirit and in truth. And I will worship my way out of this. I'm not going to worry my way into a place of defeat and doubt. But I'm going to worship myself into a place where I'm worshiping him for deliverance, and I'll see the deliverance manifest. So that just really, you know, I want to just lay that out tonight, because sometimes we get stuck in the wilderness. I know I've gotten stuck. Stuck in the wilderness. And I'm like, Lord, how do I get out of this? And the Lord always reminds me, you worship me. I remember last week we were talking about the joy of the Lord is our strength. How do we access strength? We stay in a mindset of joy. How do we access the benefits? We choose not to worry, and we choose to worship. We're worshiping our way and to a place where God has already prepared for us. And it's very tempting when we're in this place of wilderness that we let doubt come in. And as long as we have doubt, we won't come out. Hallelujah. Where there is doubt, there'll be no coming out until we, you know, we may see a trickling of a few things happen. I've been saying that for years, that I want to see an overflow. I want to spill up the flooding of the Holy Spirit. Just transform my life. You know, when you have a flood of water and the impact of that water, even into the desert, as it speaks in Isaiah, the water in the desert, that power, that flow of that water and the pressure of it will carve streams in a desert. That's not uncommon, because that's the power of the Spirit of God in relation to what I'm saying, pressing through into our lives, into our wilderness, into our dry place, into our desert place where there is no water. But when we access the benefits of God and it begins to overflow into our life, we'll begin to see things change. Why? Because power of the Holy Spirit will come in and focus and reshape the things that are there that have no form or shape. It's just barren. But we know that God has the ability to change things. How do we do that? How do we experience that? And I'm telling you tonight, last week it was the joy of the Lord gives us the strength. Tonight is it's the worshiping of our Lord that causes us to move into places that he's been beckoning us to for so long. We have to allow the Spirit of God to come into those places that are barren and dry and reform and reshape so that the Spirit of God can flow into our lives, that we can benefit and have access to what God wants us to have. The doubt is not going to do it. Doubt is going to keep us out of the blessings of God. Doubt will keep us out from the benefits of what God has already paid for us. It's through worship. And when we're in that place of barrenness, like when Jesus was in the wilderness, his word to the enemy was, you know, man does not live by bread alone. How do we live? By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The word of God we can pray. The word of God we can release in worship. The word of God we can use to shift the atmosphere so that we can access what God has for us. So the tempter is watching us as we're in our wilderness. And he's, well, if your God is who he said he is, your situation would have changed by now. That's what the tempter would say. And we can say, by the word of God, I live. By the word of God, I decree and I declare. And I will worship him in spite of what it looks like. Because doubt is not going to get me out of this. It's the worshiping of the true and living God that is going to cause a shift, going to transition me out of the situation of this wilderness place that he's going to carve out even in this dry place. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. And as last week we talked about the joy of the Lord being our strength, we will use it as a weapon against the enemy. Tonight, we have another tool. It's to worship him, to access the benefit. These are keys that open doors. These are keys that unlock the things of God to become manifest in our life, where we will move out and doubt will have to go. Doubt is out. We are worshiping him right in to where he wants us to be. So Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for the benefits of knowing you. What a blessing it is to have relationship with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad that we are here tonight together again. And I'll be getting ready here to take calls. Let me just get something to write with. Have an early day tomorrow, so we're going to try to move a little quicker. Maybe not, because we got to move according to how God leads. So, all right, so if you are a number of people on, so you, if you're interested in having me stand in prayer with you, go ahead and press 1. I see some people have their hands raised. And if you're on here tonight, press 1. And if you want me to agree with you in prayer, I'd be happy to do so. And just bear with me. I'm going to get something for my... take call. Well, I get... we're going to see the victory. It's ours.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the victory. I'm gonna see.
with me. Glad you held in, held on, because I was kind of struggling here a little bit with a voice, but it's okay. Again, if you want me to pray with you, please press 1. Be more than happy to. And we'll move right on now. So let's go ahead and go to our first caller. And that's going to be, let's see, 828-989. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you tonight?
I am pretty good. Pretty good. Blessed.
Amen.
Blessed always.
Always blessed, Jennifer. Hallelujah. So let's pray for you there in North Carolina. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you tonight for Jennifer. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As I was saying your name, hallelujah, I heard the word opportunities. So, Lord, we just thank you for the new opportunities that are being made available to Jennifer. And, Lord, let her, it's almost like it's, I sense that in my spirit I want to say to you the opportunities that the Lord presents, see them, you know, in a way of God reshaping your environment, reshaping your walk, reshaping what he wants to do in your life, that there are opportunities that, you know, we go on job interviews and we'll go to different, you know, things and we say, okay, well, you know, if it be God's will, let this opportunity open for me, or if this is a job you want me to have, God, you know, then, you know, if it isn't, shut the door. If it is, then thank you. We thank you in advance because we know you've opened this opportunity to us. And so, Lord, we just thank you for opportunities that are being made available to Jennifer, in every part of her life, that she will sense you in it and that she won't move without you being there and her knowing this opportunity has been made available because God is in it. God set this up. God orchestrated this. God set this course. God established this thing. And Lord, let her be sensitive to know that if you established this thing, if you orchestrated this thing, if you set this thing into motion, that you are God enough to do what's necessary to complete it. You don't start anything, God, that you don't complete. And let her know that and walk in confidence and reassurance that when you speak to her, and Lord, let her be sensitive to hear you, to know you are speaking concerning certain things in her life, whether it be, you know, events or things she's got planned or social, you know, whatever. God, I thank you that there are opportunities being made available. And it's almost like my mind went back to, I think the last word I gave you, Jennifer, had something to do with you walking into a place. And, you know, the sun was, like, shining, and it was like a path being lit for you to walk through. And there were, you know, it was just a piece of walking into newness and new opportunities. Again, I'm thinking opportunities that God had his hand on. So, God, we just thank you tonight that she will be able to be in sync with your movement. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God moving and her being in sync with the movement for the opportunities that you are making available to her. And, Lord, that you will clearly speak to her in regards to every aspect of her life and that she will walk in peace in this, in regardless of whatever journey she's on. She will walk in assurance and peace. Why? Because she knows that God has his hand on it. Hallelujah. It's not Jennifer's hand on it. It's God's hand on it. And with God's hand on it, it's God's thing, right? And he's able and he's willing to make it complete in his time and in his season. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I didn't know exactly where God was going with that one, but praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I'm so, and your laughter right there, that, oh my God, it just seemed like it just opened a door for the presence of God. It was like, when you laughed, it was like, I don't know, it's like it did something to the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Jesus.
Yes,
praise you, God. So how are you doing tonight, Jennifer?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Pretty good. God's moving. He's, I just have this sense of, you know, this, can't explain it. That's this sense of his presence is with me and he's moving. It's,
oh, wow.
I have no idea what he's doing, but I have this sense that he's doing and closing and opening doors. So that was very encouraging.
Praise God. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. Because when you, when I heard that the laughter come forth from you, it was like water in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a refreshing. It opened up a refreshing. And so, you know, however you're feeling about this, whatever it is you're dealing with, you know, just tap into the presence of God for your joy, for the peace, you know, especially the joy. There's something about the way you laughed that it just, like, it awakened something. I don't know. I can't say what, but it, like, it was an awakening. But it's almost like that's your lifeline right there. That's your lifeline.
Yeah, I've been heavy-spirited today for some reason. I just felt oppression, but the joy, you know, the joy of the Lord definitely is my strength, and laughter is good medicine. So
yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I could feel it break. I could feel it. I could sense a literal, like, well, spiritual, whatever. I could sense a change. I mean, as soon as you laughed, it was almost like, That's it. That's what she's needing to do now. Because, and I, of course, no, I didn't know you were feeling oppressed or depressed about or a little out of sync with things. But of course, now you've said that, and then that just confirms what I was feeling. Like that was your lifeline. That was your breakthrough right there. That was your breakout. That was your breakout of that of a wilderness. Of a sense of barrenness. That was your breakout.
Yes.
Worship.
I have a huge smile on
so we include the worship with the joy of knowing God, and it transforms. It'll transition us, and it'll transform things in us and in our lives. It's so important. That's why it's just, oh, my God, I just, praise you, Jesus. I just saw it. It was like, whoop, shift. I was like, shift, just like that. Just like
I feel
that.
It. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Just
thank
like
you,
it.
Jesus.
I felt it.
Thank
when
you
opened your mouth and laughed, I felt it.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Your joy is definitely contagious, too. So,
Lord,
your joy is very contagious. Every time I listen to you, it spills over.
Thank God somebody's listening to me. Thank you,
it
Jesus. That's joy right there. Praise you, God.
Yes.
Well, thank you for saying that, Jennifer. But, yeah, I felt that. I mean, it was like, woo, it was just shift. The girl, you just get that joy and just worship him. And, you're going to see some things change, you know. And it starts in us. It starts in us, you know. And the enemy will come in sometimes, and he would just try to paint pictures and, you know, just, you know, all kinds of stuff just to make us feel all kinds of ways, you know. And you know, he just does that, and it was like we just have to just say no. Just like when I was talking about how when the devil came and he tempted Jesus when he was in the wilderness, and you know, hey, you know, he said, basically, you can turn those stones into bread. You don't have to be hungry out here, you know. And so Jesus knew enough to say, hey, you know, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we have to live that way. We've got to know, because I'm sure Jesus was looking around out there in that wilderness and saying, well, you know, yeah, this is looking pretty bleak. this is not looking like I'm going to have great victory through this situation. But he knew God, and that's where we are. We can look around and we see something. I don't know, man, you know, this doesn't look right. I've seen stuff like this before, and, you know, it just didn't work out right. It didn't look right. It's not feeling right. And, hey, I know God is going to give me the strength, because I'm not going by what I see with my natural eye. I'm going by the word of God and the promises that he has in his word that I can tap into. So that's how we get our joy. That's how we stay in worship, of knowing that we have a relationship with this awesome God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad I heard you laugh tonight. And that it kind of shifted the atmosphere.
Yes. I feel it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I felt it too. Yeah. Anything you want to share? Or prayer, anything?
I think really my children, just Colin and Ashley, they're both like struggling just for trauma healing, and they're both under enormous amount of stress and pressure. And just everything's kind of up in the air. And I think it's causing some physical issues as well. So just want to lift my kids up.
Okay, so you said they're experiencing stress because of what now?
Just different, mostly job, unknown.
Okay.
Like everything's being up, you know, just an upheaval, and it's causing some physical stuff to, you know, manifest in their bodies, and they're just healing, and yeah, it's just seems like enemy's on overtime there. So just stand in agreement with, yeah, it's heartbreaking.
So you said,
like,
has something to do, you said, with their employment, their job?
Yeah, just they're both just have a spirit of excellence, and they push themselves so much, overextend themselves, and you know, they're really independent, and they don't have a lot of help where they're at, and it's just a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, Jesus, Father, you heard the prayer need. You know the request. Excuse me. So, Father, we just lift up Jennifer's children tonight. God, you want to release their names?
Yes, Colin and Ashley.
Okay, Colin and Ashley. All right, so, Father, you know specifically what is going on with Colin and Ashley. And, Lord, give them a sense of a fulfillment in knowing that when they have done their best is all that they can do. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even Jennifer – when they come around her, that she creates an atmosphere that will allow them to rest. And even more than that, but to have a deeper connection with her to understand who they are. And so, Lord, I don't know what that means, but I just sense that you're playing an intricate part into this rest and peace that they have about themselves, and being comfortable in their own skin and not trying to do anything that is, you know, just beyond what is natural for them. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, as she is given wisdom and insight on how to instruct in a way that a godly mother would do without being, you know, pushy or anything. Because I understand, you know, people of that age, sometimes they're just like, you know, okay, let me be me and I'll just. But God, just open them up to her that they will even be sensitive to what she's offering them, and allow you to use her to help them rest in knowing who they are and in be comfortable in their own skin. So, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. We thank you that because, I mean, I know that, God, you handpick parents for children. I know that. You know, and sometimes, because God doesn't, you know, there isn't a person born on this earth that God didn't know anything about who they were going to be born to. I mean, that's just impossible. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there are parents that have not done good jobs. And, of course, there are parents that do excellent jobs. And then there are parents, of course, we just do the best we can. But, God, I know you have placed her in their lives for, I don't know, it's like you're connected. I don't know, some sort of connection that I believe you have with them that's going to offer them a sense of assurance on who they are and that they can be comfortable in who they are. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for that, and you will strengthen that even by her, this joy thing that you got, you know, because I could feel that shift, that, Lord, it'll transfer over to them and give them a rest and an assurance of who they are. So, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. We thank you for your hand being on her life and her children's life, and we can expect things to happen because she's in covenant relationship with you. And, Jennifer, that stuck out to me today. I heard that once, and it kept coming to me over and over again about covenant saints, people who are in relationship with God, how powerful our words are, how powerful our prayers are, how we can release things into the atmosphere. And those things don't dissipate. They don't go away. You know, my mother's dead. I know she prayed for me. I have aunts that prayed for me and uncles and family members who prayed for me. Those prayers aren't just, you know, they didn't just dissipate. Those prayers are out there, even though they're gone. Your prayers for your children have power to reform and reshape their atmosphere because God answers the prayer of the righteous and those who are in relationship and fellowship with him. So take confidence in that. Take confidence in the words that you will speak over their lives. Take confidence in the prayers that you're praying over their lives. Take confidence in the prayers you've already prayed over their lives.
Yes.
And know that the word of God sent out, it shall not return void. It shall accomplish that which has been sent out to accomplish, including the word of God in prayer. So we thank you for giving her peace in that and assurance that when they come around, they'll sense a shift in her being that will create a presence that they will be able to sense when they're near her, for being whole and free and to be what God has called them to be. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah. I know what it feels like. You know, it's like you have older children. And oh, boy, I was looking at a lady at the store yesterday. I said, and she was, you know, the little boy was, like, jumping around. And he was being, you know, he was just being a little boy. And I thought about it, and I said to her, I said, well, you know, I can remember the times when mine were that small. And I was like, oh, you know, they grow up. And I'm thinking, I told her, I said, you know, sometimes I wouldn't mind them being back at that age again just to experience their innocence and their excitement of just, you know, just being here, you know. Because when you get older, I mean, you know, so I'm looking at my children now and I'm thinking, you know, they have their little things going on and, you know, but they're grown now and you pray and I just have to believe that God's word is sufficient and it's going to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of because I released it and I've been praying for them even when they were in my womb and I haven't stopped praying for them and my youngest one is 29. So it's, God's got them. So,
yes, yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Angela Joy. Thank you. God bless you.
You are so blessed. Well, God bless you, too. And
bless
we're
you.
All in this together. We're all in this together. We're going to make it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to a whole new level. All right.
Yes.
Well, you enjoy your week. Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll talk to you again later.
Thank
all right. You're welcome.
So much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye. Amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. All right, God is good. Let's go to our next caller. And that is going to be, let's see, I think it's 240482. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with?
Good evening. This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So we got another North Carolinian. How do you say that? North Carolina.
I think it's Carolinian.
Carolinian. Okay. All right. Well, Valerie, thanks for calling in tonight, and we'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Valerie calling in tonight. And, Lord, we just thank you that there's light shining in darkness. I just saw like a moonlit night. You know, a moonlit night is it's a beautiful thing. I took a picture a few weeks ago, and in fact, I think it was a full moon, and then and just a night or two ago, I think it was a full moon again. So, and it's just it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing, and a moon. I saw, you know, that picture that image when I thought of you, and so Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even in the darkest of nights, there's light shining. Hallelujah. And you know what? The darker the night, the more beautiful that moon was shining, you know, because it just began to illuminate the sky around it, the clouds, they just look beautiful, you know. And you think, well, that's kind of weird. You know, kind of growing up, you kind of hear strange things happen on, you know, full moon nights and are dark and creepy. No. Because that's the enemy's picture that he wants to paint.
Right.
That it's dark and it's eerie. Oh, there's that full moon. But no, the full moon shining illuminates, hallelujah, everything around
you.
And it sheds light in darkness, and it doesn't matter how dark it is, that full moon, I can look out of my bedroom window, because usually the moon will, like, rise up on the back part of my house, and, well, at one point of the night, it will, first part of the night, it's on the other side, but then I can look out, and then I can see that moon, and it just, the sky just looks beautiful from the radiance of that moon, and because of the darkness, it makes it even more beautiful. So, Lord, I thank you. I don't know why I saw that when you came on, but I saw this radiant
beautiful full moon shining into darkness and illuminating the you and in whatever it is with you, that you can see and that you can know that there is no need to be afraid of the darkness, because where there is darkness, the greater the light is. There's no need to feel any sort of way about how dark it might be, because there is a moon. There is a light greater than any light that we could ever experience. It's Jesus, and he's shining even in the darkest of nights to help show you your way even in the darkest of nights. So we thank you for that, God, and we thank you for Valerie continuing to understand that you are a light in darkness. You are the light in darkness, and nothing shines brighter than you. So we give you praise, God. We worship you. We worship you tonight. We worship you. Even as I was talking to Jennifer before, the joy of the Lord. When we, and this is something I mentioned last week, I don't think you were on, but I mentioned last week about how, you know, the joy of the Lord, it's our strength. And why is it our strength? Because it gives us the ability to tap in to an atmosphere that creates and recreates that we can experience him. You know, we get strength. You know, like, it was almost like when I was talking to her, she gained a strength from that joy that came out of her in laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shifted the atmosphere. What does joy do? It shifts the atmosphere. And when we, and the atmosphere is shifted, has shifted, we're strengthened to do what God is telling us to do. We tap into something. Because it's going to shift. When we access that joy, it's going to shift. Well, we'll be strengthened to move on to the next place. When we worship, we create an atmosphere that's going to shift for us to access what God is speaking to us in that season. So, Lord, we thank you for illuminating even in darkness, shining your light that we may see, that Valerie will see and know that there's no need to be afraid of the darkness, because you are there shining the light. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Well, Valerie, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear that. Amen. Amen.
Definitely.
Okay, you kind of broke up a little bit. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I was like,
uh-oh. I don't know what's going on with the phone. You're kind of coming in and out.
Sure. Maybe it's...
Yeah, it's like your words are fragmented, like cut off.
Okay. Do you hear me?
It's like it's broken. Like when you say a word,
okay.
Like other word. Now you sound a little better.
Can you hear? Okay.
You sound a little better now. Did you move?
I just tried to change my...
Okay, it went back to like just cut, chopped off. But,
well, you know, thank you for praying.
Okay, now you sound a little better. I don't know what you did. Is there anything you wanted prayer for in particular?
Just my job. I'm
okay,
a little bit overwhelmed right
it went back where I couldn't hear what the prayer request was. No, I couldn't hear it. Why don't
Hello?
You send it? Yeah, Valerie. It chopped off again. Why don't you send it to me on the text so I can know what the prayer request is and I can make note of it. You have the text number? 214?
Okay.
Yeah. Text it to me. I think I've lost you again. You still there?
7-6. Hello?
It's 214. Yeah, it's 214-505-8719.
Okay.
Yeah. You text that to me because it kind of, you kind of faded away. We'll be praying for you. Let me just say a general prayer. I know you usually are concerned about the well-being of your children. So, Father, we just lift up Valerie tonight in regards to any sort of situations and concerns she has over her family, God. And we thank you, Lord, for, you know, just moving and shifting and creating an atmosphere that you will open an opportunity for them to have a closer walk with you and a better understanding in what is going on in their lives with their mom. And, Lord, we thank you for peace. We thank you for a peaceful atmosphere. And we thank you, Lord, that you give Valerie confidence in you and peace, knowing that you are developing her into the woman of God that you called her to be even before she was formed in her mother's womb, that you knew about everything that was connected to her and that you saw this even before she got to where she is now, and even her children. So, Lord, we thank you for strength and peace and wisdom as she continues to lean not to her own understanding but to you, Lord, because we know that you will be the one that will direct her path even as the light shows so shineth upon her way. Hallelujah. The light of the Spirit of God, even as the radiance of what I described and what I saw as the moon, as it begins to just illuminate her way. And like I said, Lord, that she will lean not to her own understanding, but in all her ways acknowledge you. And you are directing her path. You are shining on her path. You are leading her into truths of what you want for her and her family, and that she will receive them because she'll walk it out, because the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. So we thank you for it, and we give you praise and honor because you're God, and we know that you're faithful. You are a faithful God, and you're a loving God, and you look out for us to always show forth your glory, and you shine on our lives in our path. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Valerie, well, like I said, I couldn't hear you well, but just send that prayer request through, and I'll look for it, and we'll be praying and believing for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Good night. Amen, amen. I don't know what's going on with the phone. Let's go ahead and go to 404-319. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's Virgie. It's Virgie.
It's Virgie.
Virgie. Can you hear
Virgie,
me?
You're in. Yeah, I can hear you. I think you said Virgie, right?
Uh-huh, in Alabama.
Okay, Alabama. All right, well, God bless Virgie. Thank you for calling in. And we'll just pray for you. Oh, God, thank you. Lord, we just thank you for Virgie, and we thank you for being the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. You know, I just saw doves, and I saw, like lighting near you or on you or about you, and carrying an olive branch. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. An olive branch. Hold on a moment. And we will just see what that represents. I do have an idea, but I'm just going to look it up. And
Amen.
So how's the weather over there in Alabama?
It's all right. It's about 50. You know.
Okay.
You've been
it's
doing
about
okay
the same over here. Is it what now?
No. I say, have you been doing okay?
Yes, I have. I have been doing pretty good. We, of course,
Amen.
You probably had it too. We had some cold weather that I wasn't real prepared
yeah.
for to go the length that it went. But, you know, I do not like the hot weather either. So, I mean, as long as it stays
yeah,
in the 50s or the 40s, I'm good. I'm good with that. And, you know, warms up around 60,
right.
I'm okay. Yeah, but when it got down to around 20 degrees and 18 degrees here, I was not really feeling it.
I know. I know. I can't do that.
All right. So I looked up. Okay. So the olive branch is a symbol of peace and victory associated with customs of ancient Greece. So anyway, yeah, because it's like when people say, well, they extended an olive branch to someone, trying to make peace about a situation. I don't know what that means, but I did see like a white dove, and in its mouth it had an olive branch when I spoke your name.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, I don't know what that means, but obviously
I do.
There's something. Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, or Valerie.
Oh, yeah.
Virgie knows what it means.
My siblings, my mother passed away, and my siblings have acted just, she passed away in July, and it's been like a solo trip for me.
Oh, wow.
You know, they have just, oh, yeah. Family is just,
yeah.
None of them talk to me, and you know how that is. And I was here with my mom and, you know, and I took care
right.
of her. My older sister and I, you know, she moved back over here. Well, she didn't move, but she kind of uprooted herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my siblings, you know, they are just out of control. I'll put it like that.
Wow.
That's about the best way.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the best way I can put it. Just out of control, and I'm one to do the right thing, and, you know, I'm not going to waver
right.
about doing, you know what I mean, and honoring
mm-hmm.
my mother's wishes and everything, so
mm-hmm.
just, that's just the way it is.
No, praise God. Right. Well, it's like you be at peace, you know, you, and it's like I saw
mm-hmm.
that as over you. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have,
yeah.
you operate in peace, and, you know, you
mm-hmm.
do as the Lord instructs, and that I
Amen.
Sense that because of the olive branch that you have done what was necessary. And I don't know if this is true or not, but maybe, you know, and I'm sensing that sometimes you try to take inventory about something like, you know, well, had I handled it some other way or whatever, but it's like
oh,
I see
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Okay, so I'm seeing that you're to be at peace with what God gave you as far as how
mm-hmm.
to handle situations. Be at peace with
okay.
that. And that I saw the mm-hmm. olive branch, you know, showing that you have extended that as a way for peaceful resolution of it all. And that's all you can do. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing more you can do. Because I was in a situation, in fact, I was mentioning it just a couple days ago to a friend of mine who is in, well, I won't say in a mutual friendship with this person, but kind of, I guess you could say. But we're the person that I was talking to, we're very close. So anyway, I was telling her about, you know, how I had approached the person. And basically what she said to me, so you extended an olive branch to them for reconciliation. You won't be the closest of friends anymore. I don't look for that. But I want to live a life that represents
mm-hmm.
the Lord and to walk
mm-hmm.
in peace. So I don't want any animosity, anything between us that will hinder my walk or her walk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I extended that, and, excuse me, and so the person that it was extended to, they were not very receptive. But, I mean, that's on them. I did what I was supposed to do.
Right.
And so that's where we have to be at peace. We have to know that you did what you were supposed to do and have peace in that, Virgie, and walk, and just continue to walk out this situation knowing that God gave you, has given you peace about it and that you did what you were supposed to do.
Right.
Because the enemy would want us to think, you know, to walk in some sort of, you know, way that is bringing, you know, unrest, not having, you know, wanting to bring stress, or he's an accuser of the brethren. So then he would want to come in to accuse of you of something. But I saw that, and I just, excuse me, that olive branch in the mouth of the dove, symbolizing that you are to have peace in that situation. You extended the hospitality or the way God wanted you to extend whatever fellowship or resolution to this. But if they're not receptive, they're not receptive.
Right.
That's it.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. That's fine. I said in 2023 I'm going to be at peace. And that's another thing. That's something else you picked up. I'm not allowing anything to infiltrate my mind, my thoughts, and my heart in 2023.
Right.
And
amen.
I kicked it
amen.
Off with a great start, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Amen. And that's the only way to keep it. Because, you know, it's important because, you know, unnecessary stress and situations have a way of trying to drain the life out of you, you know?
Oh,
where you can't
yes, ma'am.
Focus on what you are supposed to be focusing on. You know, it's a distraction. That's what it is.
Oh, it is causing me so many health problems. Yeah. Causing me health problems.
And,
too. Like, I need a
ahead,
I'm sorry.
No. Go on.
I was going to say, I need prayer for my, like, my leg is feeling really funny. Like, I just need prayer for my health as well. You know, so.
Well, that was something I was
before
about
we,
to say, you know, it'll cause stress, and stress affects your body.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, you know, stress, you know, when we are not walking in peace, you know, and you're in a stressful situation, that's the whole plan of the enemy. The plot of the enemy is to try to bring stuff into our lives that will affect, you know, spiritually and physically, you know. He knows exactly what he's doing, but we know how to access a strategy that the Lord is giving us. He's given it all in his word, as we were, I was talking earlier with, you know, with Valerie and, you know, even with Jennifer. You know, it's like we have to access the benefit. You know, joy is a weapon. It's a weapon. Worship is a weapon against the enemy. You know, speaking of situations, the very person that a friend of mine said you had extended an olive branch to them when they were around me. One time I really got into this place of just worship. They were actually with me for a while. And it was interesting because they're supposedly, you know, walking with God. Why would worship disturb you? Why would worshiping God disturb you? What would you would actually go into a room and shut the door? You're supposedly a blood-bought believer. You're supposedly a minister of the gospel. You are, you know, supposed to be going after the things of God. So why would worship cause you to go into a retreat in the room.
Wow. Because try to fear, worship, try to fear. Ooh.
Worship is a weapon. It will reveal.
Yes, it is.
It'll
uncover. Oh, yeah.
It'll work for you to remove the enemy. The joy of the Lord strengthens us for battles, for what we go through. You know, devil doesn't want to hang around too long while he wants, while what he's, you know, doing is supposed to make you fall out and start bawling, but yet and still you run around shouting the victory. He's a little bit confused.
Amen.
You know, you know, when he thinks you need to be crying and you laughing, that'll probably throw him
okay.
off real bad. That will throw him off bad when you are running around shouting the victory and rejoicing in the Lord, and he thinks you need to be over in a corner bawling your eyes out or just in a state of depression. That will really affect, you know, and you know what? It'll drive the enemy off because he doesn't want to be around that. If he's not able to cause some sort of havoc or some sort of place of where you're feeling defeat, he doesn't want to run around. He doesn't want to hang around and watch you run around shouting the victory.
That's right.
Know
That's
that,
right.
too. Know that, too, Virgie. People will not, you know, even whatever it is you're going to, if they're not interested in you, you know, going through the situation as if it doesn't affect you, they're not going to be happy about that. You know? So that's but that gives you an understanding that you have the victory. Because
obviously
you're doing what God would want you to do, and the enemy would not, he's not going to be happy about it. So, but anyway. So, yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I did see that, and we just, well, that's just awesome because that's the place that you found your refuge in God through operating in peace and just continuing to move on. Amen. Amen. Is there anything in particular you wanted prayer for?
I need a prayer for... I go through these bouts where I'm finding myself, I get, like, so upset. Sometimes I just cry, like, about my mom. And, you know, we were very close. And I know she's in a better place, but, oh, my God, that was, like, my girl. Like, that, she and I did everything together.
Oh.
And it's like, you know, people, you know, through this journey, I found out that, you know, people really don't understand until they walk in it by losing a mom, you know.
Right.
And about your mental status, you know what I mean? How you just like a roller coaster. But I'm like a roller coaster all the time. I try to be upbeat and I try to encourage other people, and you know, but sometimes I just find myself just crying. When I go to, like, you know, meet a meeting or something, like a women's meeting or something like that, and I go in and, you know, everybody's, hey, you know, oh, how you doing? You know, and it's just like I just burst out and cry. Like I did yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my God.
So did something trigger that?
It's like sometimes when people ask me, how am I doing? Then, you know, I don't say anything. You know, I'm like, I just break out and cry. It just tears just start flowing out of my eyes. You know.
And
then, you know,
you think
I have,
because of your thoughts of your mom?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah. And I can
I
understand to a certain extent. I mean, you're still probably going through a grieving process. You said she died in July of last year?
July.
Mm-hmm. Was she in a lot of pain, or how did, you know, if I may ask, how was her passing?
She died in the hospital. She was on hospice. And she was, she wanted to go. She kept asking God to come and get her. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know how hospice is. They give you all the medicine and stuff. And you just pretty much sleep away.
Okay. Yeah, and it's interesting that I don't know if you were at the beginning of the show how I was, and I think I mentioned it, of course, later on about how, you know, the prayers of the saints. And so I'm understanding that your mom, she knew the Lord, so you were saying she, you know, she knows she's in a better place. So, you know, how the prayers of the saints are, you know, are still out there. I mean, like when we release words into the atmosphere, those words are out there. When I pray for my children, and I'm hearing somebody talk about that, when I pray for my children, those prayers are out there. They, you know, that's mm-hmm. kind of like what the word says, when you pray and you believe that you receive, you walk away believing you're going to receive what you've already asked for. It's not like you have to come mm-hmm. up and continually remind God what you prayed for because he heard you the first time. You know,
right.
It's like when Daniel, when he sent prayers up and, you know, there was a war in the heavenlies, and the war in the heavenlies, you know, the angelic hosts were doing battle for those words to go forth. So our words are out there. And I just feel led to say to you, your mom, you know, she prayed for you and she was your friend and she was there for you. But whatever she released over you while she was here on earth is still out there. Her prayers are still being heard. You know, there's something in the Bible that says about, you know, it's sweet incense or fragrance to the Lord. Those prayers are there. And, you know, I don't know if you can find comfort in knowing that it's not like she's left per se, and there's no more prayers that are in effect because she's no longer here. That's not true, because they are in effect because she released them, and they haven't gone anywhere. They're still there. They still have power, and you're not alone because her prayers are still covering you. Her prayers are still in the atmosphere to do the same job they would do if she was still here on earth. And so be encouraged by that. And that your mom, you know, she would want you to know that and relish in that. That, you know, there's her word. She was in covenant. She's in covenant with God. Those words have been released as a covenant saint that will forever be for you. Forever.
Yeah.
There is no stopping up. So Lord, we just come against the spirit of depression that will try to sap her energy, sap her joy. Let her find joy to know that she had a mother that prayed for her and that her prayers are still in effect. Her mother's prayers are still in effect. And because she lived on this earth and she's gone on, that doesn't stop the prayers that were released. And let Virgie find comfort in that. Let her find comfort in that. And that her mother is, I mean, we say it, you know, it seems a little cliche, is in a better place, but she is. But what effect she's had in the heavenlies for you is still in effect. So Lord, give her peace. Thank you for the peace. We won't say give her peace. We've already seen that the peace of God is going to come and rest on her. I saw that before she even talked about this. So we thank you for the peace of God resting on her. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she will take comfort in knowing that her mother is watching and those prayers are still out there and that she is not alone and that she can look forward to a better relationship when she's joined. You know, it'll be a relationship. It's not ending because that relationship that she had with you, that she prayed those prayers, that's still continuing. You're just going to have to wait before we physically see each other or however it is we meet each other. You know, we're going to be transformed, but we will know each other. We will know each other. Lord, thank you for that. Let her take comfort in that and let her joy in the fact that she had a mother here on earth that was something more than some people have. See, because Virgie, I didn't have that. I didn't have that kind of relationship with my mother. And so blessed you are, you know, to have experienced that. I never experienced that with my mother. Yeah. And, you know, you're blessed to have experienced that. I don't know what that's like. I really don't. You know, my mother was older when she had me, and actually, I think my mom would actually probably be around 110, maybe, because she's been dead since 2008, and she was 97 when she died, but she had Alzheimer's or dementia or something, or I think it was stroke, so she wasn't really, you know, full functioning. But, you know, I just love hearing about relationships like yours that you had with your mother, because, you know, there are people who didn't have that. And I loved her, and I know she loved me, but as far as the closeness and what you experienced, that's a blessing from God. So relish in that. Rest in that. Because that you experienced something here on earth that I never experienced. I never had that. And what a blessing and how blessed you are to experience that. So I just believe God's going to work it out. He's working it out for you. He's letting you know, be at peace. Be at peace, you know.
I think that's what's been bothering my health. I'm not really, because I have heart palpitations. I mean, I just have all kind of stuff going on. Chest pain, heart palpitations, stomach pain. My leg is bothering me tonight. Like, and I'm like, you know, and the Satan put me in my, oh, it's probably a blood clot. It's probably a blood clot,
Lord.
You know. And I'm like,
no, the devil, shut him down. Shut him down. Lord, we just pray against that we pray against anything coming after her and her, and that's God, we just ask, Lord, that as Virgie begins to rest in you, Lord, we thank you for the presence of God to visit her. And Lord, we ask that the healing virtue of Jesus will flow through every molecule, every cell, every tissue in her body.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
set
Lord.
It straight in the name of Jesus.
Above
we plead
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. And
Lord,
we thank you, Lord, that she will no longer worry or fret. That will attract things to her to cause pain and illness. And Lord, we thank you that she will understand that. And when the enemy comes to try to invade her atmosphere, to bring those things, she will rebuke it. She will tell it it has to go in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Let her know she has authority. She has authority.
Ooh, yeah.
And she can speak and she can release words, just like the prayers that have gone forth over her over the years, they're out there. She can release the word of God over her life, and it's out there. The enemy will have to take notice when she walks in faith and releases words in faith, expectancy, that it's going to come to pass as she has so spoken it, to be according to the word of God.
Yes,
God, we thank you.
Yes,
as she
thank you, Lord,
rests in you.
Oof.
Know that you are her peace. You are her peace. You are her peace. Yes, you are. And let her know that in a way that she's never known it before. And Lord, we come against every thing that the enemy's tried to bring up and regurgitate. Huh. We come against it. We plead the blood. And we thank you for healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
For her spirit and her mind, her body, for it to function the way it has been designed to function.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So be at peace. Be at peace. He's calling peace to you. He wants you to know you can rest in him and be at peace.
Yes.
And know that your mother, you know, and I know you miss her. I can't imagine. But she would want you to rest. She will want you to rest in knowing that she's in a better place, as you said, with the Lord, and that her prayers are still out there, the prayers that she released over your life, they're still in effect. They still have power. They're still in effect.
Amen.
She may have left here physically, but spiritually, no. Her spirit, the spirit of the words behind the prayer, is still activated. Those words have power. The word of God is spirit. It's life. And she will want you to have that. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is anything else?
Yes. One more thing. My daughter, she is trying to get into PA school, and she's going through. She hasn't heard anything from anybody. She wants to be a physician assistant. She just finished all of her classes and stuff, and she's been real low because a friend of hers. They're not friends. You know, the friend has been, God has just revealed the friend to her.
Mm.
She's been really in
a
low place, but she's been, but she's been seeking God. So I just want her to be okay with who she is. You know how when younger people, she's 23 and she doesn't have a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And you know how all of the friends start getting married and you start looking at yourself like, what's wrong with me? You know. And
she's a baby.
I'm telling her.
But she's 23.
Exactly. Exactly. And her friends are getting married. Like, friends are getting married, and they have boyfriends, and they have their careers. But because she chose to go into medical field, you know, it takes a little longer for what she wants to do. And, no, she hasn't heard from anybody. In school yet, but so she's thinking, oh, I'm not going to hear from anybody, but you know, just.
Right, I understand. Well, it's okay. But God, it's okay. So, Lord, what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Jamelia.
Jamelia, okay. All right, well, Lord, we just pray over Jamelia. We just thank you, God, that you know the plans that you have for Jamelia. And we thank you, Lord, that you are working them out for good, because you work the plans out for the good of those who love God and are called according to your purpose. So, God, let her take rest in knowing that you know her. You know everything about her. You have a plan for her. And, Lord, let her be comfortable in walking out the plan that you have for her. Not about what's going on with somebody else, but take refuge in the plan you have for her, for Jamelia. We thank you. And
Lord,
just thank you, Lord, for in relation to the plan. You know the plan you have for her in regards to this profession and her career.
Lord.
Everything about her life. You are in charge of. So, Lord, we thank you as she releases it to you so that you can continue to just maneuver her and that she will be comfortable being placed wherever you put her to be.
Amen.
And will be comfortable in who you have called her to be. And, Lord,
Amen.
We thank you for this. We thank you, God, because
yes, Lord.
There is no plan better than the plan God has for us. So, Lord,
Amen.
We thank you. And she will speak that over her, Virgie, that she will maybe be able to grasp that regardless of what she sees and regardless of what is going on around her, that the plan that God has for her supersedes any plan that she could come up for on her own, and that his plan is the best plan. And he does have a plan. He does have a way
Amen.
Of doing things that are going to bless us when we can't even see it being a blessing. So, Lord, we thank you for that as you open her heart
yes.
and her mind. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you begin to speak to her. And then as Virgin releases the word of faith over her in regards to her and her life and reminding her of Jeremiah 29:11, that God knows the plan
yes.
he has for us. It's to prosper us, to bless us. That's what it's about. Those are the plans she wants.
And Amen.
Know, there couldn't be a better plan. Ah, glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
There's no better plan. It doesn't matter yes, what who is Sally is marrying John. It doesn't matter who yes. who going this place and that place. Just that you be in the place that God has preordained you to be in.
Yes.
That's the
That's
best
it.
Plan.
The master
the plan.
Plan. Huh.
The master's plan. There's no better plan. The Lord... Thank you. As she begins to release that word over her daughter and that the word is spirit and it's life and that it'll penetrate and give her understanding that she's not in any way to be concerned about the plan somebody else had, but just the plan that God has for her. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Yeah, and I can kind of feel that a little bit. My son, my middle son, he went to medical school, so he's now a doctor. So I think what he was feeling kind of like what she was feeling, and she's very young. I mean, she's only 23. You know, I saw something he put out recently, and it was, I mean, he just bought this house, so... You know, he was in. He played some song that I wouldn't want to hear again. But anyway, it was a song basically that sang something along the lines like, "I finally got to this place," you know, because other people were doing their thing and they were looking at me while basically he was in the book studying all these years, you know, didn't wear glasses, now wears glasses. I mean, in the book,
yeah.
You know, and he has friends, you know. That he graduated from high school with, and they, you know, he's like early 30s, so they've built their careers, and, you know, they weren't in school, and they've got their families, and they had all this stuff that he didn't have. He was still in the book.
Right,
he got out
right,
of
it, right.
He was able to go forth and get, and he said, "It's my time now." But it was almost like it was worth it. I put a lot of time into it. But it was worth it. At the end, he after all of it, he can say, it was worth it. I invested into what God wanted me to have. I believe he knew, he said he knew from the age that he was 7 years old he wanted to be a doctor. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I knew one thing about it, that whatever he put his hands to, he was determined to see it through to the end. And so that was God's plan for his life. And so God's got a plan for her life. And, you know, he could have had his eyes on other people's plans, the plan God had for other people's lives, and could have gotten discouraged and say, man, why am I sitting up here in medical school all these 10 years or then residency and then all of that? Well, these people have gone on. They got houses. They've got children. They've got families.
Yeah.
And I'm still here in medical school. But that's his plan. But see, if he had focused in on their plan, he would have missed his plan. So you can't focus on somebody else's plan. You'll miss your plan, the plan that God has for you, because you'll be focused in. And guess what? If you don't follow the plan that God has for you and you try to live another plan, you might get totally thrown off and miss all the plans because you won't be in the plan that God has for you. So, you know, whatever that's worth. But I thought about that.
Amen.
Because I know through the years, he was looking around at folks, you know, because, you know, going to medical school, that's a long time. There are people who come out of college and haven't spent years like that, and, you know, they're making big bucks, too. I mean, doctors, you know, they make good money, but, I mean, there are people who come out of careers that don't require that much learning and are making a lot of money. So I guess he's probably thinking, was this really worth it?
Yeah, and see, her original plan was to be a doctor, but she started saying, I don't want to be in school that long, so I'm going to PA school.
Well, it's only a few more years, so, I mean, he at one
time
said...
Yeah,
and then you have your residency, and I think at first he said he was going to be a pharmacist, but... I think he wanted to be a doctor, but he thought, well, I'll be a pharmacist. But then you figured, like, well, a few more years, I can be a doctor. So you've been in school that long, you might as well go a little while longer and become a doctor. So, yeah. But, you know, I'm sure he looked at it like that. You know, his friends graduated. They bought houses, have nice cars, and they have good careers, and it didn't require the education, the length of education he had.
Right.
He finally got there. Because I know someone, my youngest son's friend, he didn't even go to college like a race. He took on vocation. He's making more than a doctor. So his vocation was underground welding. So his father was telling me that he went over to some place and did underwater welding. He will make $200,000 to $300,000 in 6 months.
Wow.
And he'll take the rest of the year off.
Wow.
That's a lot of money to make in 6 months. You know, but it's a dangerous vocation, underwater welding. But, yeah, his father was telling me, he says, yeah, he got a contract, and he was making, you know, about $200,000, and he only worked maybe about 6 months or 8 at the most, and then he'll take time off until he decides to pick up another contract. So, you know, somebody going to school, you know, for 12 years hears that, and that person went to vocational school, that can be a little, you know, like, yeah, you know. But it's what you have been put here to do. You follow the plan, you know, that God has for you. So, anyway.
Well,
yeah, we have to do that. Let her have peace in that.
Yeah, I'm going to let her know.
Yeah, just encourage her to be at peace. Yeah, in what God has called her to do. And just follow through with it. Because, you know, it wasn't just education. There's a lot more you get sometimes when God, of course, if he has a set path for you and you choose to go that path, there's things attached to that path that God wants you to know.
Yep.
And you wouldn't get any other way going somebody else's, trying to go somebody else's way. You know, there's something attached to the path that God has given you because he's designed it specifically for you and you for it. You know, that's how we have to look at it. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but it doesn't matter. Whatever it is that God wants you to get out of that experience and that journey, that's what God has for you.
Amen.
All right, well, Virgia, I hope I've helped a little bit tonight.
Oh, you've been a blessing. And I thank God for using you. I thank God for giving you the words to say. And a mind and a heart to do his will.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, we all have to try to stay on track to do what God wants us to do, you know? But sometimes we can just say, I don't think I want to do this today.
I don't feel confident, and I always come up here very. I try to keep a humble attitude because it's like, God, I can't do nothing without you. Absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I never desire. I don't want. I don't even desire to do anything without you. I mean,
amen.
It's just, I mean, and if I ever try, just kind of slap me around a little bit and say, girl, get back in your place.
It's the same. Yeah, but look. I know it.
You know, because I know I could, you know, I only want to be and doing what God called me to do. And, you know, when he tells me to do something, I want to be obedient and do it and follow it through, because there's blessings beyond what we can imagine that are attached to that, just being obedient. So, amen. All right. Well,
amen.
You enjoy your week, and good talking to you. We're at the beginning of the year, and we're expecting God to do some great things. So be encouraged, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Amen. You have a good night.
All right. You too. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. All right, so we're moving right along. See, I've got another hand up here. Let's see. Let's go to 234-327. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Beanie Ford, Ohio, again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Did you hear me? Beanie Ford from Ohio. I called before. I think
okay.
It was last week.
Yeah, Mimi, and you're in Ohio. All right. Well, I
yes.
know it's maybe it warmed up a little bit. It did down here a little bit. So praise God. All right. We just thank God for Mimi tonight. Thank you for calling in from Ohio, Lord God. We just thank you for you orchestrating and moving in her life and demonstrating your power in her life. Demonstration of power in your by God, demonstration of power. And Mimi, I just, you know, I want to just say to you, you know, I feel like the Lord has positioned you or is positioning you for demonstration of power on who he is in your life. To show forth who he is in your life, not just for you, but it has a lot to do with you, but also for others to know that you have a relationship with God and that you hear God and that the demonstration of who he is operating in your life is going to cause people to understand who he is, who he really is in your life. The demonstration of power, the demonstration of you releasing the word of God from your mouth with an understanding that it will accomplish what it's been sent forth to accomplish. And the demonstration of the power of God will be the telltale sign to others to see she knows her God. And God is who she says he is. And it's going to be as God has planned it to be, and we know it because the demonstration of his power is coming forth in her life. And that, you know, a lot of times we're in situations where, you know, we're kind of, well, I know with me, I kind of get focused in on what's going on with me to the point that I just seem to somehow not realizing that this is just not about me, and it's not just about what God wants to do for me and in and through me, but what God wants to do in and through me for somebody else. And so, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that even when she's discouraged, that just the thought of that will encourage her to continue to move on into where you're calling her to, because she knows as she's obedient, you will continue to demonstrate that you're still God, that you are God. You always have been God. You're God now, you're God then, and you'll be God forever. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for that. As she continues to walk with an understanding that it's not just about what's going on with me, but it's about what God wants others to see, that he is God, and he's going to do what he needs to do, however he needs to do it, whenever he needs to do it, however he wants to do it, a demonstration of his power. So we thank you for that tonight, and we give you glory, and we honor you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So how are we doing, Mimi?
No, because, okay, still hanging in there. Still hanging in
there.
You
what now? You're still hanging in there.
And you're still hanging in here.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think I'm trying to experience a little depression, but I'm not going to let it happen.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Yeah. Anything you want to share?
I think it's because I guess what the police are doing, they're gossiping about me, telling people stuff about me. And
oh, people
treat me a certain way, and they're watching me, following me, and all that, having people follow me, watching me. It makes me feel unsafe. I'm thinking about legal action and all that.
Wow.
Because it's a
police,
a lot of people won't be wanting to be involved. But what they're doing is not right.
Right. Well, you know what? Sometimes we walk through situations, and I know personally I've been in situations where it looks like somebody might have the upper hand and that things didn't quite go the way I thought they were going to go and that it was going to be a detriment to who, you know, I am, or some sort of reflection on who I am. But actually, it was all a plan of God to demonstrate who he is. Because when it's almost like when the enemy, you know, and they had basically thought he had won, you know, when they crucified Jesus and they nailed him to the cross and the enemy thought he had the victory because he thought Jesus, it was a done deal, it was over. But when Jesus snatched the keys from the devil for heaven, you know, for the heaven and hell, and he knew then he didn't win anything, that in victory Jesus rose from the dead. When the enemy thought Jesus was defeated, he got a surprise. In that which he thought was a defeat came victory. And not only was it victory for Jesus coming from the grave, it was a victory that we now have eternal life and that we're saved. So whatever the enemy planned, again, that scripture, whatever he planned for evil did not work out the way he thought it was. It worked out for Jesus' good, our good, and everybody else's good that's to come who accepts him. So that's what I'm saying. The power of God manifested. God knew. The devil didn't know the torture and the torment that Jesus experienced was going to work out for the good. The devil didn't know that even in that place, power of God was going to raise him from the grave. He didn't know that because he suffered, bled, and died, that it was going to be some kind of victory for all of us. He didn't know, but the power of God came through even when it looked like there was no victory to be found. And so in your situation and whatever you're going through, it might look one way, but that doesn't mean it's going to end up like that. It looked like it was a done deal when they nailed him to the cross. It looked like it was a done deal when they rolled him and put him in that tomb. They thought it was a done deal when they had mocked him and spit on him. And he was, like I said, in the tomb. He didn't think he was going to raise from the dead. He didn't know he was going to snatch the keys from him. That he thought he had victory. But it looked one way. But because of the power of God, it ended up being a totally different story. Not like the enemy expected. So take comfort in that.
that no matter what it looks like, God is still able to bring forth his power. And those things that look like they might be dead can come alive. There's victory in knowing God. There's victory in walking with Jesus. And even though the enemy was lashing his tongue out at Jesus, he was sending people to accuse him. He was sending people to spit on him. He was sending people to betray him. And so he thought he had the victory. But when the power of God showed up, he knew he was finished. It was over, devil. It's over. So don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what they say. Because when you have the power of God activated in your life, believe me, the tables will turn in your favor when you continue to follow after him and go after him in spite of what others do and say. So be encouraged. There's no need for you to be depressed when Jesus defeated depression on the cross. When he could have been the most depressed person that ever walked the face of the earth, when he knew he came from royalty in heaven, seated with the Father, and ended up down here on earth, that he would be treated as if he was dirt beat to a pulp. He could have been living his whole life in depression. But he chose to say, I'm going to walk it out because I know there's a greater victory coming. You're going to walk it out because there's a greater victory coming. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they did to Jesus because Jesus was on a mission. And he knew that the end was going to be better than the beginning. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight that she will understand, that Mimi will understand and can look forward to her end being better than her beginning, and that she can thank God that the things that are being said are going to come back to help her move into a place where God is going to show forth his power, because that's the only way he will be able to see in the fullness of who he is when he allows us to go through the things that we go through. So we thank you for the blood tonight. It was shed for every situation that Mimi has to deal with. And it doesn't make you to be less of a God. It just shows forth the power of God when you come into position and are activated in her life that will cause men to see this is who she serves. It doesn't matter what they did or what they said. Hallelujah. I don't know. That just, woo. So I hope that's encouraging to you, Mimi, because I know life can get hard. I know what betrayal is like. I know what betrayal is like. I've been there many, I won't say many times, but a few times with some deep betrayal. Deep betrayal. Lies and accusations where the people I know thought I was done. But it just gave God the opportunity to show up and show out in my life. That I think some people even today are still scratching their head trying to figure out how she got out of that one, how she managed to continue to go on. Glory be to God. That's the kind of God we serve, Mimi. The one who will show forth who he is in our life. Just let him, Mimi. He's going to get you out of this, and I'm telling you, I believe God is going to. Just stay on course. As long as we stay focused and walk this thing out, we're coming out. Mimi, we're coming out. As long as we continue to activate the word of God in our life, we can't help but come out. Hallelujah. It's impossible for us not to come out with the God that we serve. It's impossible for things not to change when we're activating the word of God and expecting it by faith to come to pass. It's impossible for God not to be God. There's no such thing. It's going to be God when we are operating in a manner that recognizes that he is God. We can't help but be God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, that just encouraged me. Glory be to
God. Amen. Amen.
Woo! That just got me excited. Don't let me dare doubt that God can't do what he's supposed to do. It's impossible for him not to when I have the faith to believe that all things are possible with God. Woo! He don't have any problem putting the devil to shame. Amen. All right, well, Mimi, anything else you want to say?
Pray for my finances.
Finances.
My money's still being held up.
Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. You know, I'll tell a little story. You know, I have been believing for some money and something, and it's happened to me a number of times, you know. I need this money now. And I did need it, you know. But it was almost like God says, I know when you need it most. So guess what? He told me it wasn't the devil holding up my money. He was holding up my money because he knew when I was going to need it most. Because he was going to make provision where I was right there. But he said, down the road, you're going to need this money more than you think, than you need it right now. And you think you really need it right now. So, Lord, we just thank you that the will of God be done concerning this money. Whatever is being held up, whatever the enemy is trying to do. Well, God, we just say, you're Lord over the enemy. You have more power than the enemy. But God, if you're involved in what this money is supposed to be, when it's supposed to be released and what's supposed to happen with it, God, we thank you and we look for it to happen right on time because you are a God who doesn't miss nothing. You're always on time. So, Lord, we thank you that this money will manifest. It will be released right on time for it to be used for what you need it to be used for and for you to bless, for her to be blessed. When you need her to have this blessing to come forth in her life, we thank you for it, that your will be done in Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory because we know you're going to sustain, you're going to handle, you're going to maintain her. And then if this money's supposed to come, then it'll come then. If not, you know the season and the time when it's coming forth, but you're not going to let her go. You're not going to let her down. You're going to maintain her and sustain her. My God, to the appropriate season. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, Mimi.
So,
I'm glad you were able to call in. Yep, and we look forward, right? We're looking forward in expectancy.
So do you think he's holding up?
I don't really know. We just ask that his will be done. So do you think God's holding it up?
A little bit I do, yeah. You might be holding it up. Oh, yeah, I think so.
You know, like I said, there was a period of time when I was like, dog, you know, I had it happened a couple times, a large sum of money that was supposed to come through, and I was like, God, I need this money. I need this money now. And then, you know, eventually came. But when it came, it was like it was set for that particular time because some other things had happened. And I don't think at that time, I don't think I was working. And And then it came, it just came, I don't know. It was like it's happened to me a couple times. When I was, you know, of course, looking for it to come at one time, but when it came, it was right on time because there were some other things involved. But God maintained me. He maintained me. I mean, I didn't lose anything. I didn't, you know, go without, but I felt, man, I needed that right there and right then and there. But then God kept me all those months. And then when it finally came, it was right on time because I needed it then. So I don't know. You have to go to God and you know, just stay before him and seek him and be at peace. This is what I sense to tell you. Be at peace where you are. And then, but keep your expectancy. out there. But be it, you got to be at peace, because peace attracts the blessings of God. Peace will attract the things of God to come your way, because it shows that you're walking in faith and you're resting in him. And then when you are showing that you are resting in him and you're operating in faith, knowing that regardless of what it looks like, God's going to take care of me, then things will happen. Things will happen. You know, the word lets us know not to be anxious. When we're anxious about stuff, that fretful, you know, I need, you know, that kind of stuff will kind of work against you. But when you rest in peace, in the peace of God, and you rest and not be anxious, things will tend to just change, you'll shift for you. So, Lord, we just thank you for the peace of God resting on her, and that she not be anxious, but she will rest in knowing that God has an appropriate time and an appropriate season for everything to fall into place for her. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, you are so welcome. And we look forward to you talking to you again. All right, so you be blessed.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
All right, you're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Okay, so we got another hand up. Let's go down here. 111111. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Barbara from Texas.
Hi, Barbara from Texas. What now?
I am. Everything you just gave that last caller was just so right on point, on time. I needed that word.
Well, you know, the word instructs us that we're not supposed to be anxious about anything. And, man, I think I've tripped up a lot of stuff being anxious, you know, about stuff. So, amen. All right. Well, let's pray for you, Barbara, out there in Texas. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Barbara. We thank you, Lord, for setting some stuff up for her. And setting some things in order, just setting some things in order, Lord, as she begins to just walk out the instructions that she's already received from you. And because of fellowship, being in relationship and fellowship with the Lord, Lord, let her begin to just seek you with a desire to have you release to her the formulated plan. Glory be to God. But that's coming through your time spent with him and your time that God is going to allow you to have with him, so that he can release to you some information about how he's going to formulate stuff, and so that you don't have to worry about anything that he's telling you to do, because he's going to instruct you. You're going to even know before it even comes into play. Because God's going to speak to you about some things. And, Lord, we just thank you for the formulated plan that you have for Barbara involving her life, involving ministry, and, Lord, that she will be given information that will cause her not to go to the left or to the right, but follow the straight and narrow path that you've already laid out for her. Because there are people on that path that she's got to meet. There are people on that path she has to connect with. But why? Because it's a formulated thing that God has set up. It's not something Barbara has set up. It's something God has set up. And he knows when he sets something up, there are reasons behind that. There are people on that path. There's people that's on that journey. There are people in those places that God already has her to connect with. So, Lord, we thank you that she will rest in that, and no matter what it is that the enemy's trying to taunt her with, she won't worry about it, because she's walking out God's formulated plan for whatever he has for her. So she doesn't have to be concerned. She doesn't have to waver. She just has to be steadfast and on the path that God has already ordained, and be at peace with it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you. Wow. That word is just so phenomenal, because that is exactly what has been going on.
He's been formulating, putting things before it even happened, and letting me see things and people and everything. I mean, I have nothing to complain. I didn't have to try to look to the left or try to figure anything out. It just is. It, you know, it was just a done deal. So I'm just grateful.
Amen.
I'm so excited.
Amen. Well,
because
yeah,
it's just a new journey,
God.
A new season. Yes, ma'am. So
yes.
I'm just happy because everything is going the way that was planned. Even
Amen.
When you say you saw things flying this way, that way, and I'm beginning to see it. I just sit back and just laugh. I got so tickled. I said, thank God it's not me. And I said, now, Lord, you bless. You do whatever you got to do to fix everything. And, you know, and just let your divine will be done. So,
Amen.
And
you know, I won't say it's not hard, that it's easy, because it's not easy sometimes, you know.
That's right.
It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. And, you know, sometimes I'm just like, God, what are you doing?
Takes a made-up mind, some consistency. And
yes,
that's what
does.
Makes me press even deeper, you know. So.
Right. Yeah, and but you know that, and you have, you know, you have that sort of relationship with God where, you know, you're in relationship, so you know you can trust him. It's not like he's
mm-hmm.
not a God you can't trust. He is a God we can trust, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I don't know, sometimes, you know, when God tells you to do something and it doesn't look quite the way, you know, like, really, God, are you sure, you know? But you go ahead, it's like with a parent with a child, you know, okay, I need you to go down this way to go here and to get that. Well, are you sure, Mom, that I need to go? Because I know a shorter cut, you know. I know a different path. Because they trust you. You know, sometimes that can be the ruin to relationships when there is no trust. Of course we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But because the relationship is a relationship built on love and trust, Barbara, you're going to walk that thing out. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a relationship of knowing that I can trust God and that there's a love relationship going on here. So I know I'm not going to be led astray. I'm not going to be deceived. I'm not going to be tricked because I have a
True.
Relationship and I know God. And so, you know, when people don't have a relationship and don't know God, you know, I can't even imagine.
Wow.
Because you know? Who's leading them? You know, who's leading them? So, we got quite a journey.
Yes, ma'am. And it's just
journey.
Working out perfectly.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying
it.
Not that I, you know, but our help comes from the Lord. That's where our strength is. And as I
yes.
see it and I watch it and I pray, and I'm just riding. I'm riding on this journey. I'm just taking it. And I, my daughter ended up having my 11th grandbaby, and I was just so excited, a little girl. And
Aww.
So,
congratulations!
I had one that weighed 2 pounds and 4 ounces, but hers weighed 2 pounds and 5 ounces. I said, "Oh, it's healthy,"
wow.
and I said, "She's so beautiful." So I just been praying, asking God to give her names. To name the baby, so you know, everything will be well, and I'm just excited. And as I was resting, and you know, you rip and you run trying to help them and prepare, get everything ready,
mm-hmm.
the Lord began to just speak, and I was just looking at the presence of God. That when they come in there to check on them, it was like maybe 5 of us, everybody sleep at one time in the presence,
right.
And it was just so sweet, just peaceful. And people were coming in to visit, and they said, well, we didn't want to wake anybody up. And we were just all tired, but God gave us strength in the moment, you know? And he
wow.
gave us that peace. calmness. And I just sit back, and as I was just getting those dreams back to back visions, everything, I was just laughing and talking to the Lord and just you know. I said, wow. And I'm just not walking in when I called you. I'm just not getting in the house.
Oh, so when did she have the baby?
They went ahead and took the baby on the 6th instead of waiting to March. And so, and I was just excited. And I said, Lord, this is just a little Christmas present, a gift from God.
Aw, yes.
And
yes,
I was just,
babies are.
And the four-year-old, I said, how do you enjoy your baby sissy? She said, I'm going to call her sissy, but I'm just going to call her tiny sissy. Okay, big sissy.
Oh, wow, tiny sissy.
Oh, she has to grow more.
Yeah, so will they be
keeping
the baby in the hospital?
So I just had a joy out of it.
Ma'am? So they'll be keeping the baby, longer than the mother, right? Yeah.
Longer.
Yeah.
Since it wasn't
how long do they have to... How many pounds do they have to be before they will be able to release her?
Usually 5, but she have brought one home that was 4 pounds and something. But soon as she got out, she started getting sick, and so she had to go back in, and I just kept the baby at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's been kind of a journey. It's been a journey.
I'm sure.
So I had to be mother and do what I do and drive and back and forth every day and just rest in his presence to give me the peace, the calmness through
right.
it all. And so far it's been that way. And when you had talked to me before, you said, I just see things flying here, there, just shooting. I said, oh, yeah, and I'm going to sit back and laugh at it and just walk through it. Keep guessing, keep praying, and thanking God that it's, God is what he says. So that's me.
Yeah, you know, and that's awesome. You know, God will prepare us for, you know, in a sense, what's coming up. You know, like when this happens, you know how to react, you know, he's already given us instruction. So you tell me that's a good God. That is, you know, a good God.
And you're not understanding why you got to rest so much. You know, the enemy will want to talk and say, oh, you just rest and I guess you're eating and resting, sleepy and do. I said, no. I'm praying. I'm fasting and praying for health and healing. And when I ask for it, it's not always for me because my body's perfect. It feels good. And I trust me, when I feel something, someone is going to pick it up and know it. Because I'm going to God for it. Touch
Amen.
Again. New day, new beginning. But I've been praying, standing in the gap for others and other people that I meet and people that I've never seen before and meet them. And so you are right on point. I'm just grateful for God using you that way.
Well, thank God he still finds me useful.
A blessing. It just confirms everything that I already know, you know?
Yeah,
the encouragement.
Thank God.
Passion.
Thank God it's something useful because, you know, our lives that we lead, you know, it's just so amazing. You know, I wake up in the morning and I think, you know, okay, God, we got enough. We got this day ahead of us. I'm not doing this by myself. We
That's
have
right.
this day ahead of us. And I need you to take me through this day, you know. And I can't do it all on my own. I have to look to you, God, to get me. Because you know what? I've got so many things going on, Barbara. I've got this that I need to do. And I'm sure, you know, you got, like you say, things happen. And I know that it's just God on many occasions, of course, that is just laying it out for me so I can just get through the day. You know, I'm off today, so anyway, that's why I usually do the Sunday night show is because I'm off on Sundays and I start work at 2 o'clock. So
a lot of times this is, it can kind of drain you a little bit, but by 2 o'clock I should be up and running. It was that they were starting me earlier, but now that Christmas is done, vacation and Christmas time and done, then I'm back to kind of starting at 2 o'clock every day. But, you know, I'm just, it's just so much going on with life today that, man, I am busy. I am busy. Mm-hmm. And I know I have to depend on God. And I have to go to Him to just, you know, to give me instructions on how to do my day. So, like, recently I've started just basically, I have a little, you know, I've gotten a little more disciplined with what I do in the morning. Well, I get up usually around 10. Sometimes 11 just depends on, like, I get off work at 1 a.m., so I usually don't go to bed till about 3. And then tonight, you know, I'll be on here for a while longer, and I probably won't go to sleep until around 3. And, you know, it's like I have to get up, and I've realized lately I've got to have some sort of structure. Because, yes, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I get up, and, you know, people have been up hours before me, you know, and I'm just starting my day around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you know, and it's like, man, I got to catch up. So then I got to race and do stuff before I start work at 2 o'clock. And I need God's help. You know, I'm trying to be more disciplined so that when I get up, the first thing I do, I'm going to be listening or reading the word first before I, because if I don't now, I've realized, man, I'll be thrown slap off. I won't get to it, you know. And so discipline and just trying to sense how God is leading me, that's the only way I can live my life, because it would be a complete chaotic mess.
Yes, right.
It's so important that we, you know, be led by what God is telling us to do, because all the enemy wants to do is to have disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And disorder brings
and
chaos.
Discord. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so it's important for me to try to get up and have some kind of structure when I start my day, because my day is a little bit different than a lot of people's. But I'm so glad that was a blessing and, you know, awesome. Just be encouraged. God's got this, and He's doing some stuff. And congratulations on your new grandbaby. So it's a little girl?
It's another little girl. So she has two girls. And I told her I would call out for prayer and God would strengthen her. Praying for her.
All right. Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful blessing, Lord, that has entered the world, Lord. And we thank you for, you know, the things that you're going to do in and through all of this that will continue to show her the manifested presence of God and how He's orchestrated things for her. And, Lord, give her strength, give her health, and, Lord, give her peace. You know, that word tonight, peace, has just been, it's just been a word that's been coming up. But peace, you know, it's so many times I think the enemy just tries to rob us of our peace. So God, we just thank you that her peace will rest, will remain. Her peace will remain with her in regards to this delivery, in regards to the birth of this baby. God, that her peace will remain, that the enemy will not try to sap her peace. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for strength, and we thank you for quick recovery and for this baby to continue to grow and be made whole and perfect in every way, and let the mother not be troubled in any way. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the presence of angels. The presence of angels, the glory of God, hallelujah, resting for the atmosphere, for the things and the presence of God to be manifested in that place in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the prayers that have already gone forth, even that Barbara has prayed concerning this pregnancy and this delivery. God, that they remain, those prayers remain, and the manifestation of those prayers will come forth in the name of Jesus. The manifestation of the prayers released, that they will come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. Thank you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, congratulations, and enjoy that new baby when you can. Maybe a little while. Are you all allowed to go in? She's kind of separated, or can you actually touch her?
Not the grandparent. We can't see the baby, just the mom and dad. Then we just stayed in the room with her and laugh and talk and play and sing and just everybody doing their thing and just having a great time fellowshipping with the family from both sides and ministering and praying.
That's
so,
good.
No, we can do it just in the room, but as far as seeing the baby, we can, you know, watch it like a camera's on it, and we can call in or push a code, and we can watch the baby stretch and grow and look at the baby on like a video, like I'm FaceTiming her.
Well, I'm in a small area, so I don't know if that hospital down there is that sophisticated, but I guess it is.
They're designed for babies like that.
And you know what I think? Actually, I think that our particular hospital, when that situation, like, I think they send them over to Savannah. I think that's what happens. Because I don't know if our hospital is actually equipped. Because, the hospital that operates a major hospital in Savannah actually took over the hospital here. And that's where, you know, my son will be working. Actually, he's a pediatrician, so he'll be seeing babies. But anyway, this hospital that's connected to the one in Savannah, I don't know if it's that sophisticated. I think they have to go over there if they have a preemie. Yeah. Well, praise God.
Thank you. I'm just, I guess as soon as I finish talking with you, I'll be knocked out.
Yeah,
because, you know, getting up at 5 in the morning and taking care of this and that and running here and there and then make sure this is done before I drive out there because I live a long way from it.
But you say you're getting up at 5 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. And that's why we all fall asleep. Everybody's tired, exhausted. And then praying, making sure her blood pressure. Yeah, making sure her blood pressure is back stable and they're trying different medicines to, you know. But this is only every time she do the have a baby.
Oh, okay. And how long will she be in the hospital?
We don't know. We're praying. She wants to get out Monday, but they're trying to make sure that her blood pressure be stabilized, that she don't go home and then have to come back. You know, and then milk. She don't want to give the baby, you know, that medicine that they're giving her.
Right.
Breastfeeding, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, it is well, and we just thank God for his blessings and his hand on this situation, and you just get you some rest, and so you'll be strengthened. for your day.
And thank you for the prayers, because I thank God for instructing me.
Come on.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking your time to pray with me. Amen.
Oh, you know, it's just a blessing. It's just always a blessing. And thank you for your encouragement. And we look forward to seeing what else God's going to do for us, because he's doing something really special.
Yes, he is. And it's quickly, too. It's not taking a long time more. So
You're
I'm in agreement with the finances.
Yes, you are so right. Yes. Well, I'm excited because, you know, 2023, I don't know. I had a pretty good, you know, year last year. You know, it wasn't, you know, God did some stuff. But I just believe that we haven't seen anything yet. So praise God.
Amen. Thank you. I'm in agreement with you. You too. God bless you guys. Love y'all. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is good. All right. So let's go here. Oh, my God. 334-590. And this is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with? So let me try it again. Maybe it didn't come on.
It's Shayla.
334. Oh, hi, Shayla. Okay, it finally popped up. Praise God. Well, thank you for calling in. So we've got Jayla. Let me put this down. And let me pray for you, Jayla. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you calling in. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla. We just thank you, Lord, for, we thank you for, the stony. I just saw, like, stones, rocky, stony area, just like stones, rocks and stones, and that, and I just see, like, you know, regardless of the rocks and stones, like, I just see, you know, it's like barren, it's a little barren, there are rocks and stones, but it's like in the midst of this, it's like you've pressed your way, and maybe a little, some scratches, some bruises, some scrapes. This is some hard terrain. You know, this is difficult terrain to maneuver. But it's like determination to come through these rocky places that you even accessed a little bit of injury. It didn't stop you. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that her determination to press in rocky terrain where it's not smooth. It's not, but God has enabled you to be strengthened. It's like I see a fighter in you, Jayla. I see a fighter of determination, a fighter to press in, and a fighter to just go forth in spite of how rocky things look or how bad the terrain might be for your physical body. For you to press in, but you did it, and it's because God is strengthening you. And so, you know, that's kind of like what I see. So how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I've been sick for the past few days, like with the bad fever.
When I say, it's funny, I said I saw it. It's funny that I said I saw injury or you know, like scrapes and like injury, like physically. And then you say you've been sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think I felt this bad in a long, long time. Excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Like having a fever really badly and getting chills and all these different, just a lot.
Jesus. So are you still feeling bad
now? I feel better than I did when I, like, first got it, because it was, like, I got really sick on, I want to say, like, it started on Wednesday after work. I noticed that I had, like, a slight cough, but I didn't really feel that bad other than, like, just coughing. And Thursday I worked all day, and one of the customers, like, coughed on me, like, where I worked, and from there, it just kind of went downhill. Like, my throat started hurting. I was very cold the entire, I'm a cold-natured person anyway, but, like, when I left work after that, it was just terrible. Like, the chills, I didn't have an appetite. I felt like I was going to throw up anytime I tried to eat something. And, but today is the best I felt, like, since I first started getting, like, sick, I guess you would say. I just have a slight headache and still a little cough and trying to, like, fight fevers throughout the day, but
okay.
I feel much better than the previous days.
Okay, Well, that is encouraging because, you know, I saw these stones and I saw you getting scraped. And I was like, this is a rocky place right here. She's still pressing in and getting all scraped up and injured. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but it was so funny. When I saw that, I did see you, like, at the last part of these stones that were, like, causing, like, injury. And I didn't see anything else. I just saw you, like, almost like looked like you were at the last part of these stones. And mm-hmm. then now you're saying you're feeling better. Praise God. Well, you're coming out, Jayla. You're coming out of that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. So did you just have a cold or did you get tested?
No, I didn't test myself or anything. I've just been, like, taking ibuprofen because I've had COVID before. I feel like I pretty much caught that again because the
mm-hmm.
symptoms pretty much feel the same of, like, you know, like the fever going back and forth between that, chills.
Right.
And, like, a cough and
mm-hmm.
the headache. That's the thing, too. The headache is just, But,
wow.
Yeah, I feel like it's the same thing, but I haven't really had, anytime I try to get up to, like, move or anything, I don't really have, like, the energy, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, when I think I have the energy, right. It's just, like, just sit down. And, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I heard. I haven't had COVID, but I heard, well, one time I thought I did. I tested, and they said I didn't, you know, but I have really bad issues this time of year. Well, now it's all times of year. Sometimes I'll have bad issues with, I have sinusitis or whatever they call it. So my sinuses mm-hmm. drain in my ear. So that's pretty much why I didn't think it was COVID because it always is my ear that drains into my system. And then I guess mm-hmm. I just start feeling sick. But
mm-hmm.
don't really have, I take a lot of supplements. So I take a bunch of, actually, I take a mm-hmm. bunch of supplements, and I think that's what's helped me, like, ward that off from, you know, getting that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you're feeling better. Praise God, you're coming out. So you had to miss work last week and probably feel like you're not going to be able to make it tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm kind of sad about that. I feel like I'm,
yeah.
you know, missing out on making the money I'm supposed to make. But what I do is, like, close contact with a lot of people, like, at all times. So it's just, like, it wouldn't be good for me or anybody else.
Right.
Like, you know, to put myself
right.
in that situation.
Right. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard that it's, you know, well, I was surprised that, well, she still says she's my mother-in-law, but I talked to her, like, a few days ago. She is 90 years old, and she got COVID.
Mm.
And her husband, he's, like, about 89. They both got COVID. He actually got it. I think he went out. I think my son said that he heard that he had gone out with someone to eat, one of his sons. And when he came back, I guess a few days, he started having symptoms, and then she got it. And I talked to her the other day, and she's like, well, it wasn't that bad. You know, she said, I just had a cough. And, you know, I was like, wow, this woman is 90 years old, and she, you know, she came through like a trooper.
Right. That's a blessing.
Yeah, so, you know, but like I told people, I don't really walk in fear concerning this thing because I know the word tells me that my days have already been numbered. And, you know, God knows exactly, you know, what's ahead, and I pray and believe by faith that, you know, I'm going to walk this thing out. So I haven't walked around with a lot of fear about it, but I'd heard that some of these cases have gotten worse, but like I said, she just got, like, a couple weeks ago, and she said it just felt like a bad cold, and I was like, okay, well, thank God, you're 90 years old, and you're trooping on out of there, so that's good.
Right.
Well, we just pray that you will continue to just be on the mend and be back to normal. soon, like I said, I saw you coming out. You know, it was like your last, I saw you on the last rock. It was like you'd gotten scraped, and but you were like kind of on the last rock, you know, coming out. So praise God. But and it didn't do you, was this as bad as it was the first time you got it? You think if it's the same thing?
I feel like it's kind of worse. Like the some of the days were worse than before. I feel like before it was more or less like the chills and the fever going back and forth and the headache. But this one, it kind of felt like I had more days where it was just waking up with the fever, waking up in between the night and like the headache thing. It's like, you know, very much prevalent, like to the point. Because I really don't like to take medicine. Like similar to you, like when you say you take supplements, I usually take like supplement or like CMOS or something like that. But I actually, at the beginning of the year, like I threw out all my stuff because I had it like in my refrigerator for some time. So I just got rid of everything and I never stocked back up because I just didn't do it. And I felt like it was funny, like I would get sick like this right when I, you know, got rid of some of my stuff, you know.
Right. So had you it's been a while since you had been taking it too?
It's been probably like in the last month I haven't really been taking it because I feel like I've been doing good. Like I'll take like my vitamin C and things of that nature, but like all of my additional things that I have, like I have like sea moss, some oils and like chlorophyll and stuff like that, I haven't been like doing as much as I you know, usually do, like I had been doing. But yeah, so that can play a part in it too.
Yeah, tell me about, what is sea moss? I mean, I've heard people, I know somebody who, I think they said their sister was selling it. What is that?
Well, it's like, I usually make mine myself, and it's just literally like, you know, just, it's sea moss, and you soak it in water, and like to clean it, and for it to like, because it comes to you, like, dry, like, not, like, how they get it, like, fresh out of the water. So, like, you would soak it, rinse it off and stuff to, like, clean it. You would blend it with water. I add, like, lime juice to it with my.
Wow.
And you just take it kind of gets, like, a jelly form when you put it in a refrigerator. And you just take a scoop of it every day, and it gives you a lot of, like, I want to say this is, like, trace minerals that are already, like, found, excuse me, that are already found in our body. And that's what I was taking when I got it before. So I feel like that kind of, like, eliminated, like, a lot of the other stuff and making me feel bad for a longer amount of time. But I don't have it now. But, yeah, it really... It does a good job. Like anytime I've been, you know, felt like myself, because sometimes I get sinus drainage too, or, you know, when the weather is changing and allergies, I can take like a scoop of it and I'll feel better literally the same day and I won't feel anything else. Like it's really good for you. All the minerals and stuff.
You ordered off Amazon or someplace?
You
can. Like that?
Mm-hmm. They do have it. They might have it at, like, any natural, like, food store, like, supplement store. They might have, like, some.
You can get it offline, though.
You can get it off Amazon, though. Like, I know for a fact you can get it off Amazon.
Okay.
Some people sell it
really
already
have...
formed.
Okay, because we don't have any, like, I mean, I'm kind of in a rural area, so... We don't really have any. The only thing we have here, I think, is GNC. And I don't think they have it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they have.
Yeah,
they
so
might
I'll have to
tablets or something. Like it shaves and like a pen. I said they might have it in like a, because it's, I feel like a lot of people take sea moss now. I said they might have it in like a tablet or something. I know I've been starting to see that a little bit more, you know. I'm not sure, though. I'm just saying they might have.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I just know it's more, excuse me, widespread on people.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I did see someone, he really was not from really here, and I heard him mention it. But as far as anyone around here, you know, that are, you know, native to this area, I haven't heard anybody say anything about it. But I've heard stuff on, seen stuff, I think on, I don't know if it was Facebook or something, some social media. So, but I wasn't sure really what it was. And I was like, sea moss, what is that? You know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking it's a company. I was thinking maybe it was just one main company or distributor that, you know, because they were doing it, looks like it was a, like a, I don't know if a pyramid, but it was a, you know, like set up like, you know, a structure of them making money off of it by selling the sea moss and stuff. So I, you know, how they have this multi-level marketing thing, that's what I thought it was, the only way you could get it. But, yeah, I'll check it out and see if Amazon, I'll research it.
Yeah. I just looked it up, too, for GNC. They have, they do have capsules.
Oh, they have the capsules.
Okay. But I would say, well, I've never taken a capsule of it. I take, like, the gel thing where you can, like, soak it and stuff like yourself and do all that. But, yeah, I feel like, I'm not going to say I feel like it's more potent, but I just, you know what you're putting in your body before you before it's
right.
capsulated to somebody else. But,
oh, yeah, I would think that it would probably be more potent if you got it in that natural state than you know, getting in a form like a capsule. Yeah, well, I'll have to check that out because I heard some good reports about from what I'd seen about it, but I just couldn't figure out like where it was and how you got it, and I didn't hear a whole lot, and I haven't heard anybody right around here talking about it. But yeah, I might try to do some different things for the new year. You know, it's like I need to. I got to become more disciplined. I need to do some things about my weight. You know, I haven't gained any more weight per se, but I think my weight is affecting maybe some things that could probably change for the better if I did lose maybe 10 or 12, 15 pounds. I think that might help. And so get out and exercise and start walking and, you know, I'm not the kind of person who, when it gets cold, I don't think I could live in an area where it got too cold because I would be, like, hibernating. I mean, because it's so funny. When it gets, I mean, we had 20-degree weather during the Christmas week. We had, it got down to, like, in the 20s, 18, 20. And I literally, I had the heat on, and I just felt like I went into hibernation. It was like I did not want to come. So in the wintertime, as far as me going outside, because I have a park on the corner from where I live, and it has a walking path and all kinds of stuff, but I'm not getting out there and walking. I just couldn't, I don't know what I'd do if I lived in a place where it was snow, so I just could be hibernating. Thank goodness I work from home, because I didn't have to go out anywhere, because I'd have a hard time with that, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the cold would definitely do that to you. I can understand.
Yeah, yeah. My son has moved, my other oldest son has moved to a place where it was, I think he, I talked to him a few days back. He said it was like 40, maybe 30 to 40 below zero or something. I thought, how do you live? How do people, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, where it gets cold like that. Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that everything, that you get back on track and feeling better soon. And we just believe in, you know, God for that. Anything you wanted prayer for particular?
I feel like just a breakthrough in all areas because I feel like, it was funny to me just getting sick because I feel like I've been doing pretty well. I get sick here and there, but I feel like since I've moved up north, like my immune system, you know, it's just kind of different when you move to a different place. Like your body has to get acclimated. Rather, it's like you taking showers and it's the water. even when I went off to college, like, my body had to get used to the new environment that I was in, even though I was, like, in the same state, but I was just, like, hours away and, like, you know, in a different location. But anyway, like, I said that to say, like, a breakthrough, because I just felt like it was funny for me to come into the new year being sick and, like, almost being an attack on my body, and I, excuse me, not being able to go to work when I've got my schedule to a good place where it's like I'm going to be working more to make more money. It's just like for me not to be able to go to work and do things like that, I kind of felt like it was an attack. And I've just been feeling like this year will be a good year for me. So I'm just, you know, praying that, you know, I'll just have a breakthrough in all areas, because I've been feeling really motivated to do more things I know I'm supposed to be doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, because the last time we talked, I mean, you were a little, you know, fretful about some stuff. And I think you kind of left off feeling, you know, like, okay, God. Okay, it's in your hand, and I'm glad to hear that some things are working their way out, and praise God. Mm-hmm. So we just thank you, God, that for protection for J-Lo. We thank you for you continuing to just direct her, and we come against every foul, wicked attack of the enemy that would try to come toward her and hinder or block what you're doing. So, God, let her be encouraged. Let her know that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And then even, Lord, as I was praying earlier with someone, that what the enemy meant for evil, God, you're working it out for our good. And that when it looks like, you know, things are topsy-turvy and it looks like there's you know, chaos and it's a hard way, but God, we thank you. Even as I saw in the vision, you know, that when I was praying for her and I saw in my mind's eye by the Spirit, I believe, her walking over this rough terrain and even being, you know, damaged and injured in some way as she pressed her way on through it. And God, I saw her coming out. I saw her pressing on to the last of the rough terrain to make it to that. And, Lord, I see that as an encouragement for J-Lo, that she has made it to this place where God is going to cause her to just move on into smoother terrain. And, Lord, whatever the enemy has tried to hinder her with and attack her with, we come against it with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that as she comes to this place in you where she knows that God is orchestrating everything, that she can rest in that and not be fretful or troubled by what she sees with her natural eye. But she knows that if God has and moved things and rearranged things to a point where she's feeling like God is moving her into a new place, let her by faith walk on out into that new place. In spite of what she has been experiencing over the last week, let her continue to press in and walk on into that place that God has set up for her, and that this too shall pass. My God, this came to pass, and this too shall pass. In Jesus' name, it came to pass. Hallelujah. And this too shall pass in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Because it came to pass. And we give you the glory because you're that kind of God. You bring things to pass. You didn't bring it for her to say, she's coming out. She's coming out. She's coming out. Because it came to pass. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You be encouraged. What he started, he's finishing. And you can be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I feel led to tell you, don't miss a beat. Ha! Glory be to God. You just, dust off, get up, keep going. Don't worry about what, you know, nothing. Just walking on out. It's all right. Jesus got you. All right. Is there anything else, J-Lo?
No, that's all. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure to come on here and pray with you and pray with the others. And, you know, like I said, my night is spent, and I got to raise up a little early in the morning because I got a lot to do. But it's such a blessing to just be a part of, you know, just what God is doing in this season, in this world, in our country. You know, and I heard Prophet Randy say, you know, we're small in numbers, but I'm telling you, small does not mean it's not mighty in God. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does not mean that there is not power in small numbers, because God is in it. Amen. All right. Well, I look forward to talking to you again, and I hope by that time you're all better, and hopefully, you know, you're going to sense a change immediately. I'm just believing that you're just going to wake up feeling refreshed and get you some rest.
Amen.
And drink plenty of fluids. And God's doing a repairing here and a restoration.
Amen.
All right. Well, you be blessed. You be blessed, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a great week ahead. Thank
all
you.
All right. You too. All right. Good night, Jayla.
Good night.
Okay, well, I think that's my show, and I appreciate you all hanging out with me. We're getting off a little early. It's only 1:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to rise up a little earlier in the morning. I got some stuff to take care of. I just want to thank you for being a part of what God is doing with Prophetic Grace Network, and we just pray for all of those who come on and are part of what God is doing here with this network. And all the ministers and those who come on and pray and, you know, just do what God has called them to do. Well, I will say good night and be blessed. And we will see you all again on maybe another Sunday night. Be blessed. God bless. Talk to y'all later. Good night.